This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If you do these 3 C's in your marriage, then your relationship is in trouble. So many people are spending so much time with one another this past year, and you may be doing this and it's creating a lot of issues. So I want to share with you how you can avoid problems in your marriage, because many times the clients that come to me, they will say, well, you know, I don't do anything. You know, it's all him or she's the one who causes the problems, not recognizing that if they're doing one of these three C's, then they're creating a lot of damage in their relationship and they don't even realize it. So the first C is control. Okay. If you're trying to control your spouse, whether, you know, limiting their growth, you're limiting where they're going, you're limiting maybe the spending, whatever it is, if you're controlling too much, this is going to cause your spouse to rebel. Now I see this, you know, sometimes it's the man who is controlling, maybe preventing his wife from pursuing an education or working or whatever it is. And sometimes it's the woman. The woman is like, no, I don't want you to start this business. I don't want you to go here. I don't want you to do these things. And this causes a lot of, you know, this restriction leads to resentment. Okay. So when you start trying to prevent your spouse from maybe going out with their friends or pursuing a degree or doing what they really would love to do, then it's going to lead to a lot of resentment in the future. So be very careful about it. You know, we're all free individuals. And obviously there are some, you know, there's some guidelines that we need to agree on when you get married. But once it becomes controlling, once you start limiting the other person, then that's going to create friction in your marriage. So be aware of that. The second C that you need to avoid is criticism. Now, how many times have you just caught yourself criticizing your spouse, whether it's, you know, not being maybe not clean enough, or whether it's not religious enough, or not how they are with the kids, how they are at home, whatever it is. You know, if you're constantly criticizing your spouse, then that is going to really weigh down on them. Okay. And you need to catch yourself. Make sure, I'm not telling you to hold it all in and don't share and, you know, be a martyr. That's never my methodology. And for those of you who have seen my marriage program, Five Pillars of Marriage, or you've done counseling with me, you know, I'm all about expressing yourself. I'm all about, you know, share what your needs are, get your needs. You need to be content in your marriage. And if you're constantly feeling like you're overlooking and you're annoyed and you're frustrated, that marriage is not going to last, right? So it's not about not speaking up or being submissive or overlooking, but it's about how you do it. And criticizing is not the way. Okay. The third C that you really need to avoid is comparing, because many times what ends up happening is, you know, you see someone, you're impressed by them, and you do it maybe with good intentions, maybe not. Maybe you want to kind of, like, you know, poke at them a little bit. You may say it with this intention of like, oh, mashallah, like, you know, I really like, like the sister, mashallah, she's always in a good mood. How nice is that? And then instead of your spouse finding that as, oh, wow, well, I want to be in a good mood too. They're just kind of like, they get annoyed. They probably dislike the person you're comparing them to. It doesn't really create a motivation to be better. Okay. Or if you tell your spouse like, oh, mashallah, like, you know, this brother, he's doing so well financially, he's not going to take it well, because you immediately feel inadequate. Okay. And I know I've brought this up before, because repetition is the mother of all skills, right? So if you have the mindset of, okay, I've already know this, I already have done doing this. If you know something and you're not applying it, that knowledge is worthless. Okay. And that's something we really need to understand, because too many people feel like, I already know this, I've already read this, you already spoke about this. But I'm like, are you applying it in your life? If you're not applying it, and if you're not doing the things that you say that you know, then it's really counting against you. Okay. Fadakir in nafa'ata dhikra, right? So we remind in order to entice in someone to take the positive action, right? So inshallah, that we can really avoid these 3 C's, which is, you know, the first one is control. We don't want to control our spouse, criticize, or compare, because when we do that, it really makes the spouse become very defensive. They become insulted. They're full of resentment. And so if you find yourself doing any one of these three C's, even just one of them, then you can really realize where the problem is coming from and you can try to stop it. And I have a lot of free resources on halabenani.com. Under courses, you can either get the free PDF, the 7 Gems to Save Your Marriage, their free video series. I really want to just serve our community. I want to help you. I know it's a very trying time and so many people are struggling. You know, I hear the stories every single day where people are on brink of divorce. They're fed up. And a lot of times what I notice, unless it's like a really, maybe if it's an abusive relationship or there was, you know, massive cheating going on, you know, I hear about it today as well. If it's not one of those two cases, then it's actually not a very difficult fix. You know, it actually requires just learning some marriage skills, some coaching, understanding how to get your needs met, because people get very frustrated with like, I don't want to deal with this anymore. I'm fed up with how things are, and I get it. And I don't want you to just take it. I don't want you to just settle. I don't want you to overlook your needs. It's a matter of learning how to get those needs met in the appropriate ways. So halabenani.com under courses, get the free resources that you can get the help that you need. Thank you for tuning in. Salaam alaikum.